BBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 16 through 20. Fools boast. Apostle Paul brought up boasting in four passages in his first letter to the Corinthians, including the famous "Love does not boast." That's in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Twice in chapter 1 of this letter, boasting was mentioned. From chapter 12 onward, boasting becomes one of his main tools and remains so through the end of this section, chapter 12, verse 13. Paul's opening to this section, verses 16 through 20, is full of irony that utilize foolish bragging to expose the foolishness of his opponent's bragging. Paul starts by declaring he is not to be taken as a fool, but since they insist on calling him that behind his back, he will become one and brag like his foolish opponents, those false apostles. Through a fool's boasting and irony, Paul puts them and he in proper perspective. Boasting exposes self-confidence, and self-confidence is a form of delusion. How capable can we really believe we are? We exist in an environment controlled by practically everything we have little or no ability to control. And that which we believe we can control is often proved beyond our imaginations of what can and will go wrong. Logic, statistics, and science are limited by our understanding and perception. Yet, we are told to accept what so many do, that they are constants. Then, when they are proven not to be what we expected, we are told that they are not constants. Many who become rich by propagating them continue to brag about their knowledge and understanding in science, statistics, and logic, even though their conceptions and conclusions are proven false. Bragging is for fools, and people gladly put up with fools because they too want to believe that they also are wise. In the end, Paul concludes these thoughts by stating that those who believe in bragging foolish liars are enslaving and exploited. They are taken advantage of. Their lying masters pushes himself forward and slaps them in the face, Paul says, responding, "You are so clever and wise." When truth is presented to them, they say, "I cannot accept that because doing so would mean that I need to accept that the Bible is true and that God exists and that I am wrong and need to change. And I'm not going to do that." They're fools.
BD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study.